I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hello there, pilgrim.
It's too soon. Thanksgiving is next month.
I don't know what that has to do with pilgrims, pilgrim. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got Skype to work. It may not text, but the calling works, and that's kind of okay.
Yeah, I guess, but who wants to talk to anybody anymore? I was hoping we could do a text-based Sibcast today. A whole lot of, hold on a second.
It'd be a lot of scrolling for our fans, you know, all of them.
She just sent me a picture. That's lovely. You guys should all see this. Good.
I didn't. Did I?
No. way to pull back the curtain, pull back the veil. I was creating a wonderland, a sense of mystery, wonder. Yeah.
And mystery, and people are like, wait, what is it? What picture?
I could just feel the audience, singular, the audience eyes.
The audience eye.
Yeah, as a pirate. I could sense the audience eye begin to sparkle, and then you just snuffed that light out. You went and you snuffed out all the candles that were refracting off of that one pirate's eye. His brown eye. It's just because his eyes happen to be brown, and he only has the one eye, so he's got the one brown eye. But he's not a butt pirate. He's just the normal kind.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're not looking at his butthole.
I favor me brown eye, but not in that way.
Arr. I'm a classier pirate than that.
What the hell does a Canadian pirate? Hey.
Hey.
Hey, matey.
Hey.
You dropped your hat, matey. Here you go. Sorry.
We start to sound like the Fonz.
Hey. Yeah, and then you just like hit the phonograph and it begins to play.
Oh, I would love to have a phonograph literally anytime.
No, there's a minstrel on the deck of the pirate ship, and they're all like hung over or something. They're not playing right, and so the captain is like, "Hey!" And then he just like thumps the cellist on the shoulder, and then they all just kind of snap to it. It's like, "Ah, okay." It worked. Or he punches them all in the face and then threatens them with death and violence, and then they act right. That's the pirate Fonz. Tonight on Pirate Fonz, Pirate Fonz discovers a whole bounty of booty, and he's got to steal it away to his man cave without anybody noticing.
Hey!
Antics ensue. It turns out he mass murders a whole bunch of pirates, and actually some women and children fall into the fray. It's the Pirate Fonz.
Hey, you know what? You don't know until you try.
Hey!
It could be good. I know it sounds bad.
No,
but it could
I think
be
in some cases you do know. That's like saying, this guy named Hitler, he wants to be a camp counselor. We don't know until he's not related. There's no one related anyway, is there? We got to try it. We got to give him a shot.
Hey, we got to be fair and politically correct. Give everyone a chance.
Yeah. Everybody needs a chance.
Forget reason that you innately have that's given to you, like instincts. Like, forget that. We need you to just give him a chance.
Instead of give peace a chance, it's please give a chance.
Please give a chance.
Please give a chance to any dumb idea or harebrained scheme. Everything. The sky is the limit. And then we actually found out it's not the limit. There's space after that. So you guys can try anything you want. Your imagination will paint a picture of your future in the present.
So it is a gift.
Yes. Yes, yes, it is. And that's the only gift you're getting because daddy spent all his money on alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, man, that is the story of someone else's life.
If I were a parent, I would just like make up some story about how the best kids don't get any gifts. And I'd be like, see, all these other kids, they're deficient in many ways so that their parents, I mean, Santa has to make up for it. Like by giving them stuff, but you kids are so good already, like you're probably not going to get anything. And how cool is that?
That's a great, I mean, I honestly, if I thought about that sooner, I'd be a lot richer.
Now go bring daddy another bottle of vodka. And then the kids, the neighborhood kids just walk away and they're like, what's up with old man Emery? He's out of it. He seems out of it even more today.
Yeah, even more today.
I think he thinks he's in his house and talking to his cats.
I thought he would be better by the time he was in his 50s, but it's actually worse.
Oh, he's only 39. Wow, he looks terrible.
Oh, he looks terrible.
That was a hard 5 years. A hard fought 5 years there.
Ooh.
And he lost.
And who was he fighting? I mean, really, who was the opponent?
I don't know, a swarm of lawnmowers? It's hard to say.
Well, it looks to be the way.
Yeah, he looks like that chick from Jaws who got, you know, who was in a boating accident, quote unquote. There's not much left, is what I'm saying. And, you know, it's a fictionalized story. I want you all to relax.
I want you all to relax.
Just take it easy.
We can, like, feel people getting tense now.
Take a bottle of chill pills. You can't overdose on them, okay?
I am your
doctor. I am your metaphorical doctor.
Yeah, you can prescribe whatever you want when it's metaphorical.
Yeah, because, you know, take it as you will. That's what's written on every bottle that you don't have. Because they're all metaphors. Medication force. There's something there. There's going to be a thing.
I thought you were going to say metaphorists.
Metaphorication.
Metaphorists, where you go visit the metaphor trees.
Take your metaphorication. Well, the metaphorists is where the Japanese people go to enter into the doorway of the ether. It's
metaphorication. That's great.
Yeah. No, it is good. It's the second time I said it. You heard it the second time, so I'm glad I said it twice.
Well,
and now we all have heard it.
Because we can rely on Skype, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to delete this crap. And delete. All right, cool. Now we're speaking privately. You can be candid now.
I can't.
Just let the metaphorical Thanksgiving belt loose and, oh man, Hitler, that guy. So cool guy. And, you know, sometimes people, they focus on the Holocaust, but otherwise, you know, a guy like to... Guy like to play some hoops. Oh shit! Is this actually? I don't think I did delete this. Never mind. Excuse me. Hello.
It's
good to
be
here.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. No one.
It's good to be had.
It's good to be anywhere, really, Pat.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Oh well, it's funny that you said metaphorications because I recently, for whatever reason, decided to start adding extra R's to my dog's names. So now instead of Ricky or Bobby, I call them Rorky and Borby. And I don't know, it just has a really nice ring to it, and I think they get it.
Did you take the E out of their... Do they bark now?
What?
Instead of bark?
Oh, God. We were watching The Big Bang Theory with Mark Hamill. We finally got caught up on the last episode of the last season. And... Mark Hamill's dog ran away. Did you watch that one? Mom watches it. Do you watch it?
I don't watch live TV because I forget to do it. It's not because I'm better than anybody. It's because I'm worse.
It's actually because I'm worse. Well, Mark,
I'm not as good as you normal people, and that is why I don't do normal things.
Continue. Hey, that's the most honest thing you've ever said.
Okay. Well, that's the high water mark. I'll try. Stay away from it. You kids, stay away from that high water mark. I don't want you going anywhere near it. In your boats.
Well, anyway, his dog ran away. And Howard, it ended up in Howard's yard. And he's like, what's your dog's name? He's like, his name is Bark. And he goes, your dog's name is Bark Hamill. And that was great. That joke, it really hit us hard. We laughed a lot on that one.
Yeah, I bet there was like a collective toilet flush of laughter across the nation just then. Like, if they're if that's laughing funny. Was pooping and there was a toilet that accepted that poop, it would have that utility would have been overwhelmed at that moment.
I don't think there's like any. Is there really any toilet that can say no to any poop, though? I mean, are they? Is there discretion, or do they just like okay?
It's kind of their job. I mean, I don't know.
You have to take my shit. You toilet.
Yeah, someone's got to. I wonder if there are any like bus drivers or like tax people or something who the toilet
tax people.
Is their only like that's why they're not on the toilet so that they can check their mail or read the news. They're there to literally punish the toilet because they don't even have the stick-to-itiveness, the gumption to victimize young children or people in their custody. You know, they're just like they're not like it gives you some admiration for the guys, for the people who pick on weaklings. You know, at least they're not picking on toilets. Or maybe it should be the other way around. We should encourage people. We should personify toilets. Poo-sonify toilets.
There it is. It's,
so people, poo-sonification. it's a technology that keeps the toilet clean as well. Yeah. It's self-cleaning via poo-sonification. But no this.
Oh my God, turn it off.
If you could personify it, well, you can't. It's there's no switch. Once you plug it in, it's sentient.
No.
And now you not only will the toilet yell out helpful hints about your day and also give you an update on your health, you may verbally berate it in order to make yourself feel satisfied in more ways than one. In maybe two ways. Mm-hmm. In a number of ways, the number two specifically.
Yeah, the number two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And... And it's got, you know, more customizations for the bidet feature. You know, it's gonna you're gonna
hey, why don't have a nice bidet?
Yeah, it is gonna be a lovely bidet.
Yeah, and lovely gonna, bidet too.
Well,
yeah.
You got like, you know, bleaching options.
Oh.
And, yeah. Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Some salves.
How is anybody really even aware of the color of their butthole? That's what cracks me up.
Well, there's a camera, and it also comes
I get that, but like, just in general.
It's a backup camera. It's for you know, positioning purposes. And then you may choose a bedazzling option. There's a nice array of butt jewels.
Bedazzled on your bidet. Oh, I love it.
the bedazzler. And it's not just for cats anymore. It's for pussies too.
Hey! What up, chink? There it is.
I'm a big fanny of this technology.
Oh, we traveled down the road, and it's not stopping anytime soon.
Yep. Yep. Well, follow the path to paradise.
To a cliff. It's a cliff.
That's right. That's right and also wrong. It's the bee's knees, and that's...
And it's what the kids need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like our satisfied, like,
Done with that one.
Like, we're just supporting each other. We're just like, yep, that sounded right. Mm-hmm.
There's a big, anybody else want to? It's like the basketball is just sort of bouncing slowly to a standstill in the court. And we're all, like, everyone is just kind of like clapping, a little golf clap, like, good, looking good. Yep. Nobody? Nope. Good.
Walk away. We'll leave. You, like, tuck your thumbs into your little belt loops on your pants and you just kind of roll back on your heels and walk out.
Thing, I don't think anybody does that anymore. I think belts are going away.
No, they don't.
I think pagers are going away. I think that had to do with pagers. Like you had the thing clipped on and there was more clipping and more loops and things. But now
there's a more appreciation for loops. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're all out of the loop.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's disappointing.
Well, like someone this morning when I got my coffee, they brought up, they're like, they found an old pair of JNCOs. And I was like, whoa, this is an actual time warp in my brain because JNCOs did happen and people did do that. And it was on purpose.
Well, they found out, unfortunately, in the woods, they thought what they had brought with them was a tent. But when they unpacked it, it was just a pair of pants for a 17-year-old.
And they're so big that they almost feel like a skirt. And then they always dragged on the ground, so they got those, like, got, like, super ratty and, like, oh, God, I remember everything. And then what? Just white t-shirts?
Yeah. I think that was,
Oh, don't forget your gold chain, because
I don't know.
Isn't that what
Kanye's wrapping around those big boxy suits now?
Oh, that...
Isn't that what he does now?
Oh, that video was hysterical. I don't, like...
Oh, Oh. And then I saw him on Saturday Night Live, and I heard about all his stupid ranting and stuff like that.
He does
and
then
I actually
rant.
Watched. I actually watched the show online, and I saw his. Well, they're performances. They are. He is moving around on, but like his.
Right.
I don't know how it's more right. your area of intrigue, but I have tried to listen to his quote unquote beats, and I think that it sounds like someone put a live animal into a blender and then threw the blender underwater so it was muffled and you couldn't really hear it, and then it stopped after about 3 minutes because the blender shorted out.
Well, I didn't like the music. I just love how funny the faces and the costumes of that video. I don't like the music
but,
at all.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. But then the performances on SNL, it's like it's literally like someone just put like a theremin or like a warbling saw blade in the background,
okay.
Or like an electric bee, like someone amplified a bee somehow, or a fly.
Ooh,
someone,
yeah.
Someone amplified a fly. Amplification. They amplified.
No.
Come on,
that's
so bad. I'm doing all this on the fly. This is none of this scripted, believe it or not, people.
Oh.
I didn't write any of this down. None of it.
It shouldn't have been
Never
written
will.
Down or spoken, but continue.
Too late now.
Mm-hmm.
Genie's out of the bottle. I don't know what the it's so bad. Like
it is,
and then
yeah.
and then he
yeah.
and then I saw him and the guy with the fine examples of shitty face tats, my band. They should have credited shitty face tats
on
like
my name. Yeah.
No,
that's
a band name I've come up with. Like, cause I think
that's great.
That guy had, and they're both, he's like dressed up as a bottle of Perrier or something. And they're just kind of, it's like a, I don't get it. It's too cool for me, I guess. I'm just
it
not
is.
Cool enough to get
well,
it.
Well, and that's exactly it. You've passed your prime. You don't get it. You're so out mm-hmm. of touch.
Oh, no. Is my Amazon Prime out of date? Shit, I gotta.
Yeah, you gotta
no,
update that.
It's good. No, I'm in, I don't know what you're talking about. Let's look. I'm still in Prime.
Yeah,
still in my Prime.
Yeah, because you always use mom and dad's.
No, they use mine, actually.
I know. They use mine, too.
I don't know why they don't just, like. It's $100 a year. Mom spends that alone in a second on baskets.
Or groceries that were on sale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, that, but she can make good food, so can't argue that.
Like 70% of the time. It's highly experimental. Like,
it always
30%
is.
Of the time, it comes out super wacky because it's like, wow, I think you grabbed a couple of the wrong pieces. These don't. This isn't part of this game.
These pieces don't go to this puzzle, Mom.
Mom, you're walking away. It's like
Mom.
You're not listening.
Mom.
Okay.
Story of our lives.
Ha!
She'll never listen to this Sipcast.
Use the restroom.
Oh my gosh, I knew you were going to do that. I literally knew that.
You know what? No one wants to hear from psychos about their visions, so I'll be right back.
Fine. It's ridiculous. At least I had the fortitude, foresight, and I pooped before we started. That's what happens when you start drinking coffee in the morning and you eat something. Bowels take over, and they tell you what to do. I'll just get all the dust off my keyboard. Ooh, so clean. This isn't important. He's just gonna put in something else anyway. There's no way he pooped that fast.
Hello?
Did you poop?
Yeah.
That's not what? Possible.
No, what? Why? Why would I? I'm pooping now, but why? Why would I? Just poop?
That wasn't very long. You pooped in that amount of time.
What would have led you to that assumption? That assumption.
So you just had to pee.
Probably. Who poops in like 10 seconds?
That's
I'm
saying.
Okay, well then say it inside your head, and then you know.
No, that's not what we're here for.
Circumvent this external. We're here to externalize the internal, and that's what I just did. So what's the problem?
Yeah, No, we're here to have shit come out our butts and shit come out our mouth, and that's Sibcast.
That's gonna be my new like. You like I'm gonna go externalize some diarrhea or something.
Gosh,
just
wow.
In the middle of a dinner or something. Oh man, I'm gonna go diarrhea all over the inside of the toilet. I'll be right back, everybody.
Don't be gross.
Too late again. You're really going to have to get out ahead of these things a little better. Not to be judgmental. Not to be... the name's mental. Judgmental. And I am vying
Welcome
for a
court.
Seat on
Welcome.
The Supreme Court.
Yeah, you should try.
The Nacho Supreme Court. I could be on the Supreme Court or be the president at this rate. You know, I am less of a rageful alcoholic than Kavanaugh. And I feel like I've got a better grasp on... my emotions. I can't believe people trying to just like, they're like, how would you act? It's like, not the opposite of how I should, probably. Like, it's like the way I see it, somebody accused me of storing candies in my pockets. And then in order to prove them wrong, I just started yelling at them and like throwing out empty candy wrappers and saying, what are you talking about? See, it's just a bunch of empty wrappers. I don't have any candy.
Yeah, they're trying to convince you that you're the crazy one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, if you call exactly. out the insanity out loud, people are like, there's no way. Well,
and of course I have to like, you know, yell at them about it because they're crazy, so they won't hear me unless I yell and scream at them. So I've got to, you know, like, I got to pump it up. That's natural. Like,
that's
how would
just
you
how
act?
You... Yeah, what do you expect?
What do you expect? What do you want from me? How do you want me to act?
There's so many crazy points about this because, like, I was trying, because, you know, mom decided, I'm going to say something. You know, guys, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say it out loud
on Facebook.
Right? And so I was like,
oh,
no,
no,
mom, don't. Oh,
it's
mom,
almost
don't.
Like you, we could probably do another, a new thing, like mom's half-assed, harebrained. Assessments of politics. Politics. Yeah, there we go. Oh. The politics of our society.
Oh, she's super momming it up. And then finally I talked to her. She's like, did you see the thing I posted? And I'm like, yeah, mom, I was hoping you wouldn't ask. You can't. I literally was like, you can't do that.
Oh,
and
man.
She goes, what? Oh, I mean, and I'm like, okay, listen. I go, you're making everyone, you and everyone. I go, you're not, I don't blame you because I know where you stand, and I know that this is how you check in sometimes.
I mean,
you know,
I only
socially.
Know where you stand because I look carefully. Otherwise, I would probably miss you because it's just I'd look over your head.
Ooh,
but I don't see
there.
Where you stand. I just know where I sense where you stand.
I sense where you stand. Excusa.
Yeah.
Mm. So anyway,
I'm trying to get by. Excuse me.
I go. It's literally like everyone's one of my favorite things that I read is it's just a job interview, and then one guy just doesn't get a job. Like, everyone's freaking out. And I'm like, if this is his character, and someone said it really well this morning, they're like, if this is, it is about the revolution, right? And the, what we say we're willing to accept. It's not the person. If there's all this hubbub behind him, right? Look at our president. What did he say? Oh, he said last night, and I quote, this is one of my favorite ones. I made sure to screenshot it because it was my favorite. A female reporter stood up and he goes, she's shocked that I picked her, Trump said of the reporter. She's like in a state of shock. He goes, I know you're not thinking. You never do.
Yeah, no, she said, I'm not. Thank you, Mr. President. And so, and like, no, when you see the video, you have to watch the video.
Yeah.
The video is pretty impressive. But no, the video, it just puts, it shows, it's just how petty and like, he's just being a little bully and like a little fifth grader. Cause like the timing of it is what's most important. I read the transcript a few times, but then I watched the video and I was like, ew. It was just a big old ew.
Well, it's sandwich. A low blow, it's a ew sandwich, and it's sitting here going, you really are very childlike, but the fact that like someone pointed out, the men behind him didn't make a face, they didn't say anything. Nobody else in the audience flinched. Everybody's getting used to this. Everyone's literally being desensitized by idiotic and flagrant statements like this. Like, who would ever talk to someone like that in general, right? It's like a man talking
to
a woman.
The president, though, yeah. No,
right.
That's a great point.
Yeah, people with daughters, people with mothers. Like, the president of our United States is doing this. And everyone's, it's all explainable. Like Anthony said, oh, here's my favorite one. Anthony's at work, and he's got quite a few people at work that are avid Trump supporters. They don't even want to go into some of the conversations that they have. But one of the guys during the, they were talking, he goes, I don't really want to stay at work too much longer, because I just sit here and listen to people say she's too ugly to rape.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at. But it really is. Like, it's, again, kind of like a peek behind the curtain. Like, that's what we're looking at. That's what we're dealing with. And the thing is, it's almost a relief because you know that they're already thinking it. But the fact that they feel bold enough and supported enough to say something that atrocious out loud. Yes, that is what Trump's America has uncovered. I can just say that. I can just do that. And I feel fine. I can say that in the workplace, and I think I'm fine.
Yeah, or that that mom who they got who there's a video of virally going around of her being interviewed in front of her daughter saying that that teenage boys shouldn't be held accountable for assaulting
girls. Boys will be boys.
I really wish that that we could have gotten, like, if the reporter could have, you know, goaded them on or led them and been like, well, how about, on camera, tell your daughters right now to their faces that if they get raped, tough shit, tough titties, girls, good luck with those things, by the way, because dudes are all about them, and you know what? If they get at them, that's your fault, probably. Anyway, I don't want to hear about it. Let's go to KFC.
Yeah, this report is done. Drops Mike, actually.
Yep. Michael, has somebody helped Michael? He's fainted.
Oh, no. Michael has jumped. No.
This is a tragedy. Michael, we need him.
No.
He drove the van. He's the only one of us who isn't drunk.
This is the new story. That's ridiculous.
Michael.
Michael. Ridiculous. Yeah. No, it's pretty exciting. I think what is most astonishing to me, and again, links back to why this is all you can tell everyone is desensitized, is because the comfort and the level at which people are willing to say all of the things and their acceptance of all the things. And then if you try to point it out even a little, or even make a face, they're like, well, yeah, but this, and then, okay, comes out. They're proven wrong. Well, that's okay because this, and it goes on. And it's endless.
No, yeah.
And the turnaround.
Well, that's the maddening part about it is the people who the cult members who don't like they're all they're the funnel or the channel. They're like the solid structure at this point. They're not even the contained. They are the container. They're the ones who create the myth, who continue all the lies. And that's part of the problem is that I don't know. I don't know what goes on in the mind. I'm not really interested in dissecting.
You can't. It's really just a copy and paste.
I don't know why these people think why they're locked into this way of thinking. Where I don't know what sane person thinks that any like when I look for an idol, I look for human idols. Like I look for flawed people, examples who I can learn from, but then learn how to not feel so bad about being who I am from. And like, this idea of this North Korean style perfect leader, like it's exactly that's why he wrote his love letters with Kim Jong-un this last week and everything.
Oh my goodness.
Cause Kim, he says things like he doesn't produce any waste. He eats food and he uses all of his energy and he's so awesome he doesn't even poop. And that's the kind of shitterly
that Trump
tries to sell, where he makes up these lies about himself that just he is like fearless leader and he's really dumb. The most insulting part is that he's so dumb. At least Kim Jong-un is savvy and like has some intelligence. He's an evil, soulless shell of a person. But at least he's kind of savvy. Same with Putin. And even Duterte seems like kind of a fucking idiot, though, to be honest. So I don't really give him the same props. But Trump is, he's just dumb and evil. And it's a question of which one will win out, I guess, ultimately.
Right, because that's a deadly combination there.
Yeah, literally. It's deadly for, like, and that's the other thing. People, like, I don't know. It's especially when we can't even agree that Puerto Rico, that hurricane was a terrible mess and the death toll.
Oh my God. And they're still trying to recover. Are you kidding? They're actually a part of the United States. Are they or aren't they?
Well, and think about how the recovery of the rest of the continental U.S. is going to go if that's just an island of Puerto Rico. We're going to get even less. It's going to be an even bigger disaster. We're going to get even less support. There's going to be even more denial and even more praise of Trump. Like it's and that's how the no matter what. I mean, like I've said in previous episodes, I think it's best that Trump was elected because we can assess and eradicate or at least eliminate to as much as we can and extent.
Well, at least you know who you're dealing with because they're not afraid to come out and say it now. So now you know who to avoid.
Well, they hid for a while.
I'm saying like we know, like we can see them now. They're not scared anymore, or they're not trying. There's no social stab whatsoever here anyway.
No, what I was saying is they hid for a while. They can hide again. Like what I'm wondering is if we can put things back to normal. If they can, these people are just gonna go back into the background. I mean, that's why they were here to be activated. They're always there. So we do know they're there, but I think they will blend back in because they're just dumb. Whatever. Like when Newt Gingrich says Nothing Burger, now Nothing Burger is a fucking meme and it's a part of the zeitgeist because these people are dumb. Like as long as they're told what to think, they'll think it. So when Trump is taken out of office, the less extreme people will be patted and petted and soothed back into complacency, and they'll just disappear back among us, and we'll have. So I'm sure there is an extreme element that will stay activated, but for the most part, I guess we should hope that it's
inflammatory behavior, and that's hard, and that's inflammatory speech, and it's inflammatory. Everything is driven by emotions and the lack of understanding of people or society or whatsoever. Like I was listening to a book the other day. I had a long drive. I was listening to a book, and they said everybody in a time of crisis, stress, or fear will go back to their default setting. And their default setting is the highest level of understanding that they had achieved up until that point. That's why it takes effort to get smarter. That's why it takes effort to educate yourself. But if you don't do any of that, then you literally could be reverting back to when you were 9 years old, 7 years old, 11 years old. Like, they don't have an adult understanding of an adult life, but they're allowed to have jobs and driver's license and, like, and they're... Yeah. Well, allowed to have a phone and social media, even though their brain never developed. I'm not saying it in a mean way at all. I mean, psychologically never developed. Because if you say, I feel fine here, and whatever I learned from my parents, I feel comfortable here, then when you are put to pressure or stress, then you'll revert back to a childlike state. That's why we're seeing childish behavior.
Yeah, well, there's the old phrase, the more you learn, the less you know. There is an inverse to that. The less you learn, the more you know.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's a perfect way to say it. Leave it to you.
Well, I don't know. There's plenty of sayings or limericks that I think try to get at that, but
yeah, but it helps to get them out there. We need more truth out there than we do the rest of the stuff.
The smaller you grow your world, the easier it is to be king of it. There's a lot of people who don't take any time to conquer any territory or anything. They're just super comfy in their tiny little their tiny home that is their brain.
Yeah,
it's funny the people who live in humongous brain spaces opt for tiny homes, but it's the opposite. The people who live in tiny brains look for gigantic, sprawling mansions where they can drive their four-wheelers inside and ramp them off of their veranda into their Olympic-sized pool. And then they're like, yeah, Olympics, woo! And then they like just shoot off a vert ramp into do a backflip, and then the ATV lands in the pool, but they land on the deck. But it's okay. It's okay, their sunbrella broke their fall, so they're cool.
Oh, I like sunbrellas.
Who doesn't? It's an umbrella with the word sun in it. Oh. So it's everything you need right there.
Oh!
If only there could be a sunbrella that was like it. Not only did it keep the rain out, but it filtered the sun in. Ooh. Somehow. Ooh. Sunhow.
Sunhow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I moon it. I moon what I say. No, I don't. I don't mean what I say. I nice it as has been previously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just trying to rewrite speech over here.
Yes, I'm rewriting my speech feverishly. I did not expect to win.
No, I don't want to thank anyone. Let's start over. It's all me.
I'd like to thank the inventor of the toilet. Thank you so much.
Oh, really? So thanks.
I would like, just have a practical thank you speech, just, going over some of the modern conveniences
like
that people
don't. Like people who come pick up your trash because you don't want to. Thank the toilet inventors because I like it when my poop goes away. Like,
thank you, you're proud of it,
and then you're like, ooh, that's weird, and then you're like, I need it to go away, and then it goes away, and then you say, yay, in the Target bathroom.
Yep. That's the Target bathroom. I can hit it from a mile away.
No, the bathroom at Target.
No.
You don't even go to Target. Have you ever been to a Target?
Once. Shoot arrows, and then they told me I couldn't come back. So that's why I haven't been back.
And then JC sadly drags his bow and arrow on the ground as he walks home.
My compound bow and everything. Yeah, all rigged up.
Yeah, and then you hear the scraping just on the concrete, but then you still wait at the crosswalk to make sure the cars stop, and then you go back to the car.
And then cut to a deer interrupting traffic and cars crashing, and then I all of a sudden perk up, and then I just start I gallop off like a gazelle after the deer. And then you see me even just put my bow down. It's like, I'm going distance on this one, fellas.
I'm going distance.
I'm going yacht on this one. Hey. Yep.
I don't know what that means.
Well, nobody does. Scientists are looking into it extensively using their telescopes.
No one does.
not a single person does. There's nothing we can do about that.
Oh, that reminds me. We were getting off the so I had to go to a gymnastics meet this weekend in Newton, and I always drive separately. The girls and the other coaches take a bus, but I can't ride because I get very, very sick. So it sucks. I have to drive by myself, but that's why I got the books on the audiobooks. That was really fun. And we get there, and one of my really fun girls, I love her. She's so hysterical. I go, hey, how you feeling, honey? Good morning. And she's like, I feel like a bag of Australian farts. I was like, yeah, okay. And she's like, I wonder how they sound. I bet they're real elegant. And I was like, I bet, yeah. And then I lifted my leg and I go, you know what I want? That's how they sound. You know what I want? It's not.
Hey, dink 'em.
Yeah. You know what I want? I got it out. It's a real nice case. I bet they are elegant. I bet they sound better, and I bet they smell like freshly washed koala fur.
Does koala fur ever get washed? Do we know what that smells like? Is it like a wet dog, or is it?
I bet it's better. They're marsupials, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it
means
that
they eat bamboo. They have to smell good, right?
Farts come out inside. Australian farts, huh? Well, it certainly does go with the theme of Down Under, so I'll give.
That's what Anthony said. Anthony said the thunder from Down Under.
And then there you go.
The Down Under thunder is what he said, and then we laughed because it's Down Under, but also it's.
They are in the lower hemisphere, so I guess that's the Down Under part.
Your under parts.
Yeah, well, I guess that they are a farty folk. There's some serial killers. I bet they're farts. I bet they're over there eating beans and people. And there's got to be some heinous anus out there. That's probably the main reason.
If you're eating people, yeah.
That's the main reason that the inland is so clear. It's just people are
is it though?
Farting so badly. There's a lot of just the flora and fauna out there. It's just they're a sturdy people and animals because they're all criminals.
No, whoa!
It was a convict colony. Convict colony. Hello. We came from Britain. Now we're here.
Fart.
Yeah, it's probably the food for the most fart. It's the food from Britain. They brought their bangers and mash, and then they eat them. And now, if you fill a bag with farts from Australia, you will be stopped at customs because that is considered a bomb. That is a fart bomb.
Excuse
that is butt bomb.
You.
Excuse me.
Are you checking on any fart bags or food?
It's like the customs agent is it's like, sir, what is this? Oh, excuse me. He's like, thank you, sir. And then he puts the bag away and then you just have to excuse it. It's rude to bring a fart bag through customs. It's customary to say excuse me.
Mm-hmm. You have to be polite. You can't not have manners just because you have a bag of farts.
Yeah, have a bag of farts and a jar of manners.
That was a train wreck, but I liked it. I still liked it.
It's a delicious, creamy train wreck. And again, I don't think that train wrecks should be described as creamy. I don't know if anything should be. It's like, tonight's basketball game was very creamy and delicious.
No.
Oh, no.
Nope, you're right. That was a no. You knew the first time, but then you kept talking.
I was right on my suspicions, but I went ahead anyway into the cave. No, guys, it's cool. It's dark in here, but it's cool, and I hear... I smell farts and I hear a sound of music, but it might be coming from inside my head. I'm going to investigate.
There is also a purring sound. It sounds comfortable.
Purring sound. I feel a presence with me. I'm sure that I feel happy, so I'm sure it's happy too.
It's happy too. Speaking of happy and animals, did you see a 13-year-old boy got attacked by a shark on a beach? Ooh.
That...
I didn't know those attacks still happened. I thought the sharks figured out that humans are horrible by now.
Well, was he in the shallows?
Probs.
Or did it do that thing that we're afraid of where it's just like it had just sort of like little nubs for legs and it actually just...
That thing that we're afraid of? I'm afraid of all things
sharks. It ran up onto the shore with its little like tadpole nubs.
Oh, it'd be cute.
Not cute. I mean, it'd be pretty... It's one of those things, like, it won't be funny later, but it'll be fascinating later, you know?
Fascinating. There you go.
Funcinating. It's like, right now, this is horrible, but later, it's like when someone says, it's like, yeah, that guy killed that hooker, but then her head rolled down the steps and into the carnival. It's like the most horrible story ever, but then afterward, you laugh at it, and it's like, wow, we're bad at being animals.
Oh.
This is haunting. It's just like the human centipede exists that, you know, for the most part, I'm upset about that. But then I come to grips and I have peace with the fact that, well, those are vestiges of what we are. We like to see people shitting endlessly, ironically and endlessly into each other's faces.
Ironically.
Endlessly.
Oh, God.
And ironically.
You are really leaning hard into combining these words today.
Well, someone's got to.
Yeah,
these minds are barren.
These words can't just stay separated forever.
Yeah, well,
someone's got to put them together.
Shakespeare came through here and scooped out a bunch of words, and there's just not as much left as there was before. I wish that I could just put two asses in a word and it'd be good, but we can't do that anymore.
Assassination.
It could be assassory. These assassories. Assassories. Three asses. One word. Three asses. Suck it, Shakespeare.
Oh, you got it, yeah. William.
I'm going to put another butt in botanical. Botanical butt. That's what it's called now, you son of a bitch. You take your... It's more like amateurs, pros. My ass.
Take it in the rear.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that, you ass-ass-assin. Good.
My favorite is to hear you work it out loud.
What are you talking about? This is a scripted podcast.
Obviously.
Heavily. I'm reading a teleprompter. It's like a teleprompter, but insistent, and it says bro a lot. You have to ignore those.
To get through it.
It's like all the bros and the mans. I have to just kind of ignore it, because otherwise I sound sexist, bro. Damn it.
Damn it.
God, it's not perfect. It's not a perfect system. In fact,
it never
it's
was.
Heavily imperfect and intoxicated.
It's also a little inebriated.
The teleprompter showed up hungover again. Well, pour a beer in it. It's the only way it's going to be useful at all.
If it realizes how drunk it is, we're not going to get through any dialogue.
Or if it's not drunk enough.
That's true.
That's the issue.
Ain't you don't that want, the truth with teleprompters?
What you don't want is a middling drunk. You either want him just shit-faced to the gills or passed out entirely.
Yeah. You don't want I don't like all these
drunken waffles. Okay, well, we're getting to the 45-minute mark. I've got dumbass drivers and then a soft landing on a hard surface.
Like right now or like a new one?
Sure, right now. Finish with dumbass drivers.
Yeah, I feel like we just, we could just tell them what we're doing. We don't have to be fluid. This doesn't have to be, like, nice. This can be totally terrible still.
Drive this episode into a pylon inadvertently while texting.
It'll still make it better.
Yeah. So there's that song that it just played. I don't know.
Yep, whatever. Put it in.
Okay. Good at this.
Dumbass drivers, dumbass drivers. These drivers are dumb. You can't see them driving because they're dumb.
They're driving dumb.
Dumbass.
Drivers.
So, another big, I'm going for the main events here.
Main
last
main.
Time was texticle drivers, and now tailgaters.
Oh.
Big one.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows those.
Well, I've become acutely and obtusely aware of tailgate drivers, obtusely in a way, because it was a roundabout way. It was a stop sign way.
I was gonna
we're
say,
in America. It was a stop sign way to get to this. But I remember, you know, being young. I was young once. I was a young woman once.
I too was young.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just sort of being in your own stupid space and you're like, oh, get out of the way and all this. And it's like,
yeah, guys.
Hey, let's not be insane. Let's be normal people. If the speed limit's 45 and the person ahead of you is going like at least 45, between 45, 50, even maybe a little under 45, how about this is what you do. You observe a humane and sane following distance. I don't really care to get into car length counts and stuff. That's just for really dumb people, which, okay, car lengths. Let's get into that because most of you are dumb. Like,
let's go.
5 to 10, I don't know, in most scenarios, when you're in like a 45 or so car length.
Uh-huh.
Because there's no reason. Like, you save brakes. You don't have to brake as much. You get this nice little comfort bubble where you see the dumbass ahead of you braking all the time and you just sit there like, huh, what an idiot. And you don't brake. That's good. And then also, when you're the person ahead of the person, it's not like, oh, I'm driving well within my rights, and there's an insane person just on my ass for no reason at all. Plus,
it's your favorite.
Many country roads, there are passing zones. So then you add another layer onto that when the person insists on snuggling up to you, and they don't even have to be tailgating necessarily in this case. But when they're less than a couple car lengths behind you, and you're traveling at a respectable speed, it's like, come on, just. I don't know what to do with these people.
It's
They're not
all,
doing anything illegal.
I know, it's
illegal.
All perspective. It's like, you think, like, this is unreasonable. They think you're so unreasonable. And somewhere in the middle is
reason. No, there's no thinking. This is not an opinion. When you're going between, when you're going the speed limit or around it, what else are you supposed to do? There's no social contract that tells, like, you can't tell somebody, hey, go faster because I want to go a little faster, because then you're pushing that person into the speed zone where they could be pulled over.
I know, exactly. I never do. I'm just like, go around.
No, if you're going less than 5 over, legally, you're in a gray area where you're probably cool.
It's a gray area.
So, no, there's only one asshole. This is the whole thing. This isn't Democrat,
Republican. I'm not saying we're an asshole. I'm saying I actually go.
You said there's a middle ground somewhere where someone's got,
No,
the reasonable thing to do.
I say there's a middle ground because the gray area is technically a gray area. So if we're going to sit all high and mighty, then we should just go 40 and a 40, right? But I always go 44 and a 40.
Well, that's not the gray. No, if we're going 40, no, I just want to clarify. If you're going 40 and a 40, you're the moral, you're the one doing fine. The person who's tailgating you is an asshole. That's what I want to make
sure.
Oh,
they totally are, because they're like, we're going 38, because they can't go 40 because you're going 40 and they freak out. My favorite is when they come up behind you super fast and then they act all ticked off. I'm like, literally calm down. Like, actually, can you just calm down? Like, someone the other day came up on me really, really fast. And there was like two lanes, like a 4-lane highway, 2 lanes on our side. And I couldn't get over yet because I had to safely pass the person that I was passing on the right. And they are literally losing it. They are like, flashing their lights. I'm like, the fuck, you just got here. I have to safely pass this person before I can get over, because I'm not going to cut them off, even though that's what you would do. And then I finally do it, and she's just like, and then I literally look at him like, you are so stupid, as they pass. And the passenger was just like, and I'm like, wow. Literally calm down the most, though.
Well, the thing you have to remember about on the internet and the road, internet rage and road rage are both very similar.
They are. They're terrifying.
You never know what drugs people are on. Some people are heavily medicated.
That's what Anthony said. He's like, you don't ever engage. Don't ever. Like, people are freaking nuts, and they are more so nuts now.
I really wish that we had a better reaction node for people getting all up in our business and flustering us, because more often than not, you know, obviously all the time, people like it sucks that when someone comes up and like offends you in traffic, we take it so personally. I really wish we were wired such that it was like, oh, well, what a piece of shit. And then just like didn't think about it ever again.
Well, you have to train yourself to do that. Yeah, you're right. We're not wired for like, what the heck? Yeah. Like it like makes you like instantly like adrenaline rush. We're like, what the heck? What? Whoa, calm down.
Totally.
But the fact that some idiot has that power, yeah, you're right. It's like, ugh, why do I have to feel like that instantly? I hate that.
Yeah, it's just, it should give you less respect for yourself and others, because we're wired so poorly and elementarily that we should all be ashamed.
For shame.
That brings me to, okay, so there is, I forgot about the passers, the people who in the fast lane or something who they're behind you
on an interstate,
and then you don't get over fast enough because you're waiting for a proper, and then they just pass you, and then you get stuck in the fast lane because everybody's passing you, and it's like,
yes!
I never got a chance to get over, you assholes. This isn't me. You got to give me a chance to get over. I'm actually too considerate. That's why all you people are judging me and thinking I'm an idiot, because I'm waiting to get over safely.
That's literally you, me, and Anthony in a nutshell. Like, when we drive, that is exactly it. We are way too considerate. We're defensive drivers. Like, I'm paying attention all the time. Like, even we're on the road to Indiana, it takes 9.5, 10 hours.
Like,
I am alert the entire time, looking everywhere. And I'm like, fine, pass me on the right. I hope you get in a crash.
Specifically, when you're in the fast lane and someone, you're about to get over, but then you see someone in the lane right to your right, slowly approaching, so you're like, well, I don't want to just pull over in front of them.
Yeah.
So you wait for them to pass, and it gets you in the same. There needs to be there's a German name for it, like when you're in some sort of whirlpool cyclone and you're stuck and you're not getting sucked down, but you can't get out. You're just kind of like up against the edge, like, blah, 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 blah. No, like you're just waving your hands, like, I'm trying to get out. I can't.
I'm trying.
There's all these dumbasses.
Well, and then, it drives me nuts because, one, let's go back to driving 101.
Drives me nuts.
You know, where we learned how to drive. it's actually illegal to pass on the right. And Aunt and I will go through.
It's not illegal, is it? It's just ill advised.
You're not, well, no, you're not supposed to.
It's not illegal.
When we were learning how to drive, they said you could technically get pulled over for that.
I don't think that's.
Rules could have changed since then. I mean, I'm very young, so it hasn't, it's barely been very long.
Even then, at the most, I think that's one of those jaywalking rules where it's like,
dick cop, they probably should. That'd be nice. It'd be nice if sometime there was like a police that pulled over for stuff that people don't pull over for, and they're just like, hey,
you want more infractions? I think jaywalking and passing on the right, I would rather police just take that completely off the radar.
No, it's more for entertainment value. Not me. Someone
passing
else.
On the right is a more dangerous idea.
It's so dangerous.
It can be, but there are.
That's
like saying that turning left on like a green, like a yield green, is it can be, but if you're actually paying attention and you earned your driver's license, it's not. So that's one of those things. I don't know if you're competent. You have a license for a reason. It's perfectly possible and in many instances reasonable to pass on the right. But it's less visible. You should know. You have to know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, but they don't. But that's it. The people who do it don't care about the rules and don't. That's what I'm saying. And I guess it's hard. The more you're on the road, the more that you witness of terrible driving, and they've completely forgotten all the rules. Like, it sucks to be the rule follower when nobody else is following the rules. That is hard. That does make me just like, ah.
You know what people don't do anymore? They don't flash their brights at people with their brights on. I think
I do it
years,
all the time.
Years of Urgin Lebens. We'll just go with that. I already tried like three times. Urgin Lebens.
Lemons. Got it.
Urgin Lebens, he's the country music. I bought my pickup truck with a collection of seashells that my grandfather left me. Urgin Lebens has caused people to not do that, because now I see people driving with their brights all over the place everywhere and no one just gives a shit. Because it's like, whatever, I'll be past them in a couple seconds and then they'll be dead.
No, I don't flash mine. I like hold mine on and then let go. So that kind of helps. I've gotten a lot of people with that one and it's nice.
Take that, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
One more thing, then there's diet tailgaters, and then I'm done with this. There's the people who are behind you, kind of close, like, you know, closer than they ought to be, and then you're like, okay, cool, well, you're behind me, and then you, like, change lanes, and then they pass you, and it's like, well, what the hell? Why? There's, like, four lanes. Why didn't you just pass me? Like, what world do you live in where you just mosey up behind people, hover in their proximity? And then when they get out of your way, you accelerate like 7 miles per hour and you pass them. Like, what is that? What is that? What are you people doing? What are you doing to me?
You people.
You black people.
No.
What did I thought we were talking about racism. I might have skipped tracks again.
That. Yeah, obviously.
Sometimes this happens.
Yeah, you blacked out again.
Excuse me? How dare you?
What?
How
you
dare
you? People.
You white people and your black words.
Well, Anthony, when he's driving to work, because he drives just about an hour to work, when he's driving, there's people, especially on the two-lane roads, you know, just one, you know, one lane each direction, and they tailgate past, and then get in front and slow down. They just want to be in front. They don't actually want to go faster. They just don't want someone in front of them.
Ew, that's like, that's the driving version of what Trump did to that lady reporter.
I know! It literally is. Like, I'm not going to get anywhere, and I'm not going to do anything better after this.
Yeah.
I just need to quietly be ahead of you. Yeah, I just need
to do
this.
And that's more literally what Trump did to that foreign diplomat when he just, like, shoved him out of the way. Oh, God, so great. Like, go back to that video. That video is the way your body sits version of passing someone in traffic like that. Cause you just shove that one guy out of the way, then he's up front and then he just preens. He literally, like, it's like if I was on, like, if there was a stage and a talent show and everybody, like, some guy was up there juggling and another guy was swallowing a sword and some guy was regurgitating the other guy's balls, the juggler's balls. What do you think I'm talking about? God, you people are sick.
You people.
So is that regurgitator, but in a controlled manner. Mm-hmm. I would shove them aside. I would shove the sword swallower aside to great grievous bodily injury. And then I would just stand there and do nothing. It's like you just walk into the spotlight and then just sort of adjust your pants. And then you're like, yep, this is what I meant to be here and show you people that I'm doing this now.
Yeah, there's no effing point, but here I am. Well, and that's the thing with manipulative narcissists. The thing that you watch is, and it's happening with our president, who is one, there's no point. There's no reason, but they do it and they love to do it and they continue to do it and it continues to get worse because nobody does anything after he does it. So it shows to him that the permission to do it means he's just fine. There's nothing wrong. Please explain.
I don't know what.
You can't explain how horrible this is. You literally can't.
Well, and that's what I mean. I don't know what, like, there's a lot, and maybe it's provocateurs or something, but there's a lot of people saying that the media isn't holding Trump to account, or like that they're being normalized by I don't know, trying to.
Comedians are calling him out. Comedians are the best. I see what you're saying.
Well, but the point that I'm making, I don't know. The media is like this whole, I don't know what they expect us to do. Cause at a certain point, it's like if you're on a bus and there's some guy We'll go back to farting. Farting a lot and making a lot of sounds. He's got a big bag of Australian farts and keeps opening it up.
Yeah, you know,
open it up, open up a big can of fart ass.
And
we've been saying for like hey, here's an even better one. It's
okay.
It's the one time I've told the story on the Sibcast before, but it's when I was in Seattle.
Yeah.
And there's this crazy lady who's sitting on the bus in a big poofy jacket in winter, and she opens the window because she's hot, and the bus is all nice and toasty, and it's freezing outside. And now there's a bunch of cold air coming in the bus, and it becomes cold on the bus, and it's unpleasant. It's so cold outside that now the bus is also cold. I can see people shivering with their arms crossed on the bus. And so I walk up to the window. I forget how it went exactly. I might have asked her at first. I'm like, can you close the window? And she says no. So I close the window. And I just close the window and say, take your coat off. And I close the window. And then she calls me an asshole or something like that. And then she opens the window again. And then so everyone's sitting on the bus, cold. No one stands up.
Yep.
So basically in this scenario, I'm the media or I'm somebody. Yep. I took action. I did what I should have done. No one else fucking stood up. So what do you want me to do now? What do you want me to do?
Yes. Oh my gosh. That literally is that story had to happen just so that now you could tell it perfectly in this situation.
Yeah, it did kind of encapsulate our current situation
where there's a lot
of bystanders.
I do the same stuff. I call people out. I stand up for things. Like I stand up for righteousness and all this stuff. And then I'm like, yeah, come on, guys. And everyone looks around. And they're like, well, we don't want to stand up. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm the only fucking one? No support? That's why it feels like you can't do anything, because there's no support. Nobody will do anything.
At the very least, the non-supporters could at least not unsupport the people who are working. Like, there's I don't know if it's provocateurs, but that's the issue, is that we're calling out a lot of media and a lot of people who maybe you're calling them out in a moment where they are not currently at it, but they have been. And it's part of the whole liberal left eating itself. And again, that's why I think it could be agents from the outside, because it's very easy. It's a very easy button to push, because it's built in where we want to improve things and be better,
but
and we don't want to rest on our laurels.
Silent compliance is what is driving this train further, faster.
No, what I'm speaking to, though, is that they've kind of turned our own editing system against us, where it's very easy to make the left chew on its own ass, because you just create these issues, or you create this false shame where it's like, if the media does try to hold, so if the media doesn't hold Trump to account, they get called out for it. If they do, they're said that they're demonizing Trump and they never say anything good about him.
And
so
then that is in and of itself a grander exhibition of manipulation, emotional abuse. Like, that is not, like, it literally, all of it's exactly the same. It's just now on a grander scale. Damned if you do, damned if you don't, it's your fault. That's what it is.
This is the main overarching thing of, I think, if there is a bigger concept to grasp, I'm not sure if there is one, then there is no right answer. That's the problem with the Trump cult, is that
But that's perfect for them.
You will be called everything. Well, no, that is them. That's them. That's what I'm explaining.
Yeah,
is that they brought that to us. They're an extension of a lot of endless, what's the word? Endless theologies that basically circulate back on themselves. There is no way out of it. That's the problem. When you say that Trump has created racial division in the country, they say, no, Obama did. You all did. You liberals did. It's all built in to just highlight, slingshot right back at you. I call it a boofarang. It's when your own butt fuckery comes back to butt fuck you.
That's great. That's a good word. That needs to happen.
But the boofuckery?
Boofuckery needs to happen in the actual, like, in Urban Dictionary real time. Yeah, I read a meme the other day. I'm not saying I support it or don't support it. I don't care, but I thought it was funny. They were
You're supporting it. Go ahead.
No, it's hilarious. They said, it was a funny thing to note, and I'm passing along that funny note.
I hope it's funny.
They said
it better
legally,
be funny.
They said legally in the system, Joe Biden could be president and his vice president could be Obama. I was like, that's funny. I never thought about that.
Cool.
I didn't know if you ever could do that. Like, but I guess I never knew that much, and I still don't.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have many respectful notions about these structures left anymore because Trump. I mean, there's nothing else that I need to know.
Yeah, the buffuckery is that's it. Yeah. He's like defines it.
Yeah, it is profound buffuckery.
Buffuckery.
We may escape our atmosphere, but we may never escape the buffuckery.
And on that note.
Yes, on that high note, I'm going to go get higher.
No, what?
To deal with my feelings.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just drink more coffee.
Same thing.
Okay.
Drugs. All right. See you next time. 3, 2, 1. Yes.